to say to you, my dear friends, that many wish to give their thanks to you for the help given last time. We know that it has been some time since you have been occupied with such work.
That's true.
But I can reassure you that it was not taken lightly that we offer you the work last time.
And we were able to help, were we?
Help was given.
Good.
I would wish you to remember that not only are you here to listen to my words, but also for your own self-developments. And this was but an opportunity and a thank you to each one in order that you may come together and work thus. Now, as we continue on this another of your earthly years, I have told you, my dear friends, that it would be a time of self-development for you. There is much that will be given this one of your earthly years. I hope that already you have become aware of the discovery in your world of another planet.
Yes.
Yes.
I remembered you said this would happen.
This is but one example of what you have been taught.
Yes.
But the importance of this coming year, my dear friends, is that each one of you undergo some form of metamorphosis within yourselves. You, my dear gentle lady, that journey for you has already begun.
Yes.
But I would wish that each one of you become aware of the changes within and around you. You will become aware as time progresses. Has anyone anything to ask about what I have spoken?
Not a moment, no.
Sarah.
I did have the feeling at the time that the rescues last time were as much for our own development as for the progression of others.
Yes. That was partly our purpose, that you should be aware not only of those souls in need, but of your own capabilities in dealing with them as one group. And remember, all of you take part in these rescues. It is a joint effort for which you all need to be thanked.
I think we feel rewarded at the time that we are able to help.
But now you must become aware of your own unfoldment. It is important for each one of you that you become aware of the spirit coming forth into your daily lives. I am sure if you were to think for just one moment, you would discover how much you have changed, even within this last year of your time.
Yes.
Yes, you're all much more aware of the spiritual side of yourselves.
That is the purpose of growth and unfoldment, that you recognize for yourselves what is happening. Have you any questions at this time?
Can I just say that the few words that maybe I said to my mother has helped her? Now she's passed into spirit.
My dear, all the words used in the name of spirit are helpful. Even if the receiver declines the offer of those words, it does eventually sink in with them, and they do take on board much of what is said to them. I can assure you that person, your mother, may have seemed as if there was some barrier, but now she is prepared to listen to much. So, yes, of course your help was needed, and it has been gratefully and truthfully accepted by her.
This might be an apt time to put a planetary question. I think you said recently that one of the planets in the solar system had bacteria life. And a few years back, one of our scientists, Fred Hoyle, put forward the theory that to explain how epidemics of illness occur in different parts of the world simultaneously, he had the theory that bacteria sometimes come from space. And if there is a planet, or if there are planets in the solar system that have bacteria, I was wondering if his theory might be a true one.
Yes. I know of this question. Yes. Firstly, my dear friend, let me say that there is much, of course, that mankind knows nothing about as yet.
Yes.
There are those of vision who would, in their time, adhere to those notions which they gain from their own experiences of life. Of those people, I will say only this, that oft times those individuals are the ones who are indeed influenced from our world.
Yes, I accept that.
This planet is not one unit, as we have discussed before, but is part of a much larger whole. Forgive us, my dear friend, for that input of extra energy, as there are those who would be eager to speak with you, but now is not the time. Therefore, let me continue on the vein that I was using. This planet is one small part of a greater vision. Bacteria, as you know it, belongs only to this earthly planet. Your scientists are limited in their visions. Let me say that there are many life forms of bacteria, forms which to the human is as yet unknown. I will say of the gentleman of whom you have spoken that his quest, shall I say, should not go unheeded, because there is much that should be taken from it. This is a subject which is young in years for your planet.
Yes, I felt inclined to view it as a possibility.
Yes, but it will not be readily accepted at this moment in time. As with all things that appear to be different from the mass thinking, then it is rejected.
Yes, I think we know from our history that to be true.
Yes, but I would say this to you, that he is being guided in his thinking, and the day will come when it will be recognized that this earthly planet is not a closed door. Do you understand?
Yes, I follow. Thank you very much for that explanation.
It is too young in its history to make any impact on the scientific community. But as with all things, you need time and issues.
Yes. 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 Could I go back to last time? I think to recap on the question that Sarah put, I think I understand that it is how satisfactory that we utilize human eggs as a means of cultivating what we call stem cells, such that these can be used for therapeutic healing purposes. There is no spirit involvement in this procedure, and I think I understand that that is therefore satisfactory.
We have difficulty when we use worldly words, but I would say yes, satisfactory is the word that we may use. Of course, once a spirit is involved, we are speaking of an entirely different matter.
Yes. So if this technology were to develop...
It's being inspired for good use.
Yes. Inspired again.
Yes. All things that are for good cannot be wrong. If you take any matter which involves the good of another human being without interference or hurt to another, then this is good for mankind. And you may rest assured that our world is closely standing by.
Yes.
Because, as you know, so many times has mankind misused the information that has been passed to him.
Indeed, yes. It certainly seems an efficient way of regrowing areas of cells.
Yes.
On the body.
Yes. It is a way to utilize and to help. But once the spirit is involved, or spirit is used in any way, then it is, how shall we say, it is upsetting the balance of life.
Yes.
And it is interference.
This would be interfering with
yes.
creation.
Yes. And this can never be.
If this were to happen, then I could see that, well, the possibility would be to have several identical, biologically identical humans, but the spirits within would not be identical, so we would not really have identical beings anyway.
No, there would always be differences. And it is not a good pathway to follow.
Yeah.
And everything will be done from our world to help those who have this knowledge to use it only for good.
That's very nice to know. Thank you.
Mankind has misused so many, many things that have been given to him so many times because of his evolution and knowledge. He feels that he can interfere with all that is perfect. And this he cannot.
Yes, it's very reassuring to know that this area is being watched, this area of our development.
I hope that helps you, just Eric.
Thank you. Yes.
It is a concern to many people, you know. Do you have more questions?
Yes, I was going to ask about through our days, I understand the importance of positive thinking. And I'm aware of the fact that quite often when we feel tired, particularly when we get fatigued, our thinking often, or can, be more prone to becoming negative. And I was wondering if this was really just part of the human condition that we need to grow through as part of our development. Is it just something that we have to learn to cope with?
Yes.
Or is it something that we create ourselves? In fact, it's not really necessary.
You can stop that way of thinking, but of course it is practice.
Yes.
As in all things. But you, my dear friends, are a prime example of good positive thinking for yourself. Are you not?
I try to.
Yes.
Yes.
We note your every effort in this way. And there are many who stand close by you to help and to uplift you in those moments of negativity.
Yes.
But it is part of the human.
Yes.
And I believe I would not be wrong in saying that the majority of human beings do feel at times some degree of negativity.
Yes.
But it is not necessary.
We often wake up the next day feeling very different.
Yes. Do you understand why?
Because of in our sleep state, we are in closer contact with the spirit world.
Yes. Therefore, does it not show you how, when you are in tune with that spiritual self, all things work for the better?
Yes.
Yes. But you, my dear friend, are taking great strides now, and I urge you to continue along that pathway.
Yes, thank you. It's humbling to think that all this help surrounds us. It's something that most people are not aware of, and it's very sad. So I find myself now trying to talk to people about these matters. I don't think they would believe me, but as you said, it's sowing seeds in people's minds.
And it is a matter of asking for help for yourself.
Yes.
For some reason, lots of people feel that they do not have the right to ask for help for themselves. If only they could but realize that each one of you is guarded and uplifted as soon as you ask.
Yes.
But you must ask for the help.
That's the key, isn't it?
We cannot step forward and interfere in your lives. You must come closer to us. And
yes.
Then we can take every opportunity that is available to us.
Yes. Well, thank you. I should remember those words.
Yeah.
Could I mention the subject of the earthbound spirits? I think I understand that the spirit can develop a firm attachment to places and to things like to alcohol or to houses. It is said by some that there are several American presidents inhabiting the White House. Perhaps that's slightly humorous. But Yes, this is perhaps something that we should understand better, that perhaps we should not form overly strong attachments during our earth lives.
Yes, we have spoken about this before, but I am happy to remind you, my dear friends, of my words. You know that as you leave this earthly life behind, you do not suddenly change. You are the same when you come to spirit as you are at this moment.
Yes.
All that is changed is the clothing that you wear, the body. But the mind belongs to the spirit. And if there are addictions, some of which you have mentioned, those addictions will still be strong within you. And those addictions will draw you closer back to this earth than any other thing.
Oh, yes. I think you mentioned around Christmas time this can happen.
Yes. Therefore, I would suggest to each one of you, my dear friends, that whatever your strongest need might be, that you relinquish it whilst you are here. You are correct. Many of your houses of drink are inhabited by those who cannot leave it and cannot pull themselves from this life and become earthbound, as you call it. Not only drink, but people, many forms of what you would call depravity in the way of killing and such like. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But not all earthbound spirits are drawn back because of addictions, but because of the lack of spiritual knowledge. They will not let go of earthly life.
Oh, so there's a kind of balance between healing of spirit, and development of spirit, and the liking that's developed on earth.
Yes. Yes. If your knowledge of spirit was greater, there would be no attachment needed.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I see.
Yes. But of course, that is what your rescue work is about. Those people who do not believe they have passed, but are not bound here by any strong addiction, only that they are afraid or do not wish to listen to another.
Yes, I think our experience is that it is more a lack of spiritual knowledge,
yes,
spiritual development than earthly attachment.
So do you now see how important that it is that those seeds of knowledge be sown?
Yes, that really puts it in perspective.
Yes. It is important work, my dear friends. Do not underestimate what you do in your daily lives by writing words, or speaking words, or giving comfort to another. These are acts of spirit which will take hold eventually and may very well help one individual to go forward when their time is here. Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Yes, that expands what was in memory quite considerably.
It is fruitful sometimes to go over old ground, because sometimes the same words can give you a new perspective on it. I am sure you would agree.
Yes, indeed.
That is why, my dear friends, I will never apologize for repetition of words, because in doing so, your understanding becomes greater. And remember that each one of you is developing at a different rate. Therefore, what one might take the first time, it may take another just a little longer.
Yes, I think we'd appreciate that.
Yes. Would you like to ask a question? I do have another one.
Yes,
Yes, but perhaps we could have, you've talked to us about psychic surgery, I know, but there is a point that would be nice to expand on there. Perhaps I could mention Stephen Chiroff and Dr. Kahn, who died in 1912, and works through Stephen Chiroff. But Dr. Kahn has a team of helpers in spirit. There's a nurse, Grace, and there's an Italian, Dr. Gino, and there's a Dr. Kahn Jr., his son. A number 17 has been mentioned of the numbers in the team. And look, it follows, I think, that Dr. Kahn is able to do a number of different medical manipulations and surgery. I'm not quite sure how the rest of the team fit into the picture, but I can understand Dr. Kahn working through Stephen Chiroff, but others seem to be able to come through and assist him at times.
Yes.
Could you explain that a little?
Yes, I understand your question. May I try to simplify it for you? At the moment, I am using the voice of one person. But within this room, there are many others who are not speaking from spirit. But with each one of you, there is a spiritual counterpart who brings to this meeting energy. Are you beginning to form a picture? No.
Well,
let us take the gentleman who is being used for psychic surgery, as you call it. The surgery is being performed by one of us in spirit. Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is using the body of a human being here upon the earth. When those good people come to our side of life, who have been doctors, who have been nurses, who have dedicated their lives to other people, they oftentimes wish to continue to help. Therefore, you know, like is attracted to like in our world. Those of a medical nature would congregate together to work as best they could. They would join together at the time when surgery is needed. And it is not surgery as you understand it, but is surgery of the spirit.
Yes.
But as in this room, the energy comes from a group of people, so spiritual energy comes from a group on our side of life.
Yes.
Can you understand?
Yes, sir.
They are there, but they may not necessarily be seen only by the spirit.
Yes, they can assist in manipulation work.
They can, but most times it is to help with the energy.
Oh, yes. Yes, they
there can. Is more energy needed for trance work and for work of that nature. And of course they would be much interested in how he would be using a physical body. They may well be there to learn how to do it.
Yes.
There are many reasons why there may be a group of them.
So it is only necessary for the one to use a physical body, and the others can be present also and gain influence.
Yes. We need the physical presence to show what is happening, but the work is of a spiritual nature. And those around are spirits and can be of use only in a spiritual manner. Do you understand or do you need more help?
No, I think that clarifies that. There is one point that I don't understand too well, and working on spirit. I think there's the spirit and there's the energy body. And
yes.
I think I understand that either can be worked on, but they are intermingled anyway.
Yes.
Oh.
All parts are part of the same energy structure.
Yes.
But the physical being cannot be repaired until that, call it energy body, call it spirit, call it what you will, until that is touched, there will be no healing.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, because I can't separate the two in my own mind.
Yes.
I tend to talk of spirit stroke energy body.
Yes.
As if they're lumped together.
This is always the problem too. When we speak of physical being and spiritual being, people separate the two when in fact we are one.
Yes.
You cannot be spirit separately from the body whilst on this earth. You can be spirit entirely in our world, but not in yours. You understand?
Yes. We can see the aura under particular conditions, which perhaps tempts us to think of the energy body as separate.
Yes.
Because part of it is separate.
Yes. It is confusing, I know. But no, think of energy as a whole as a unit that blends together.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Madam.
Can you think, perhaps, of coffee in a cup and cream in a cup, two separate items, but when blended together, they become as one.
Yes.
Although they are still two units, two separate units of food. Think of that when you think of spirit, and it is a blending.
Yes. Yes, thank you for that.
I hope that is helpful to you.
Could I ask a question about, you said spiritual surgery earlier in your explanation. I'm not quite sure what that means. Is this for upliftment and help or guidance or getting rid of hurts? What form does that take, spiritual surgery?
It is working on the heart of the spirit.
Yes.
Until the spirit is touched, the physical being cannot be healed.
Yes.
As in all, not only in surgery, but any form of healing.
The spiritual hurt is what is actually, that's the bit that has to be touched, that's just
yes.
removed.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Yes. Always the spirit, that is the purpose of
yes.
all healing, that the spirit be touched, and the physical being will then follow.
Of course, the person by being there is asking for help by
yes.
actually turning up at the, to Stephen Chiroff or whoever. They are asking for help. And
yes.
that's where this can be given.
Of course.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, I hope I have helped with your questions this time. And I will leave you quietly in order for you to think about those words we have used this evening and to allow yourselves time to see that those who stand close by you, if they are ready to impress upon you anything of importance.
Oh, yes, thank you once again.
Yes, thank you for all those answers to questions. Mm-hmm.